USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Pope Francis is once again calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all Israeli hostages. The Pope's renewal for the call came during Sunday's Easter Mass. The Pope speaking about other world events, including Ukraine, Haiti, Sudan, and other places experiencing destruction. The Vatican saying around 60,000 people came to St. Peter's Square for Sunday's Mass. President Biden's White House is banning religious-themed Easter eggs from its annual Celebrating National Guard Families Art Contest. A flyer for the contest clearly states that all Easter egg art submissions must be free from questionable content, religious symbols, overtly religious themes, or partisan political statements. This as the Biden White House also issued a proclamation declaring Sunday, March 31st, Easter Sunday, as Transgender Day of Visibility. The Trump campaign reacting to both moves by saying, quote, these are just two more examples of the Biden administration's year-long assault on the Christian faith. Recovery efforts are ongoing following the deadly collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore last week. Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore joins Fox News Sunday to provide an update.
The thing that we know is there will be an ongoing investigation. There needs to be an ongoing investigation as to what happened. I want that investigation to be speedy and for anyone who needs to be held accountable to be held accountable. And at the same time, we have got to get this channel opened. We have got to get commerce flowing again. And we have got to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
The governor says conditions remain unsafe for divers, as officials say some of the 13 containers with hazardous materials on the ship leaked into the water. With no winner in Saturday night's Powerball jackpot, Monday's drawing is worth $975 million. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
As tensions rise between the United States and China, U.S. Marines are working to restructure operations in the Pacific for fear of attacks. Speaking on Fox and Friends Weekend, Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls says this will make America's military more effective.
Thousands of Marines loaded into large ships, I don't think make as much sense anymore. This is small groups with drones, hopping around on islands, electronic warfare. We have to assume that our satellites, are going to be knocked out, that we're going to be under a massive cyber attack.
NYPD officer Jonathan Diller was killed in the line of duty on March 25th. Thousands attended his funeral on Saturday. Nassau County Police Commissioner Pat Ryder is frustrated by New York State leaders.
You can't make a policy that is against what the law says. And right now, in the world of bail reform and discovery, it hurts the way we go and do our cases.
More than 100 officers packed the courtroom as a suspected gunman and illegal immigrant, 34-year-old Guy Riviera, was arraigned. The Truckee, California Fire Department says there were no survivors after a small plane crash in Truckee in the Sierra Mountains on Saturday night. According to FlightAware, the flight originated out of Centennial Airport in Colorado. The NTSB and FAA are investigating the scene. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.